Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We delight in the promises of our Abba. Give it on to Israel. For it is by your election you have chosen, you have ordained a people for your purpose to establish the power of your mighty name. For there is no other name given under Hoshemaam, the heavens whereby we must be saved. But it is Almighty Yah that saves Israel, and the power of our assurance is in the Brit Hadassah, the living word, Yeshua HaMashiach. So we berak you this day. Oh, you have granted unto us. Give us life. We know that your word is life. We shall rejoice mightily in the precious name of Yeshua. Bless each and everyone that's listening to the live broadcast. Those that will hear this message in whatever form they may hear it. May it be a blessing unto them all, and may it enrich them mightily. We ask all things in the excellent, most magnanimous, magnificent name, Yeshua HaMashiach. And we declare the victory. Hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Yahweh shall enrich you today. Shalom. Shalom. May the riches of Yah and Yahshua rest upon Israel. May the fullness of his power be birthed in the inward parts of Israel. May the delight of Yahshua fill their levim, that they rejoice greatly, greatly in the revelation of their Abba. It is amazing that Yah reveals himself unto Israel. It's like a child that's never seen their avat. And all of a sudden they are visited by one that they know nothing of. Their mannerism, their character. And they began to equate certain things that have transpired in their lives with that one that declares that he is the avat of that one. And if Yahweh is our Abba, then our character, what we display, must be based upon the institution that he has established. And so in the zira, or in the seed of the word of Yah, there is everything that we need. For in that zira, the seed, it yields the fruits of the Torah, that we may eat, prepare our lev, our hearts, by the hearing of the Torah of Yah, and that it becomes a delight in our lev. It is sad among Israel that we do not delight in the Torah or the imats, the truth of Yah. We delight in everything but what Yah says. And because of that, we are not fruit bearers. We're sparse. There's very little upon the trees. And our lives do not accentuate. It is not a carbon copy of the life of Yahshua. And we must walk as he walked. Yah has not given us command that we cannot walk in the same death, in the same breath and understanding that he walked in. There are things that impede us, and we have our own impediments. It is because we resist, we shaitan, we resist the Torah of Yah. We are people that constantly resist. We will not adhere to what Yah speaks concerning us. But it is all right when he speaks something to someone else. But when it comes to me personally, we resist, we shaitan. And that is how it is expressed in its true original form. To resist
It means that one is operating in the spirit of Shaitan, because he is the resister of all truth. And when we resist truth, when we resist the instructions of Yah, it is because it is the birth of Shaitan. And if you do any kind of research, you will find that the word resist, it is enunciated in the Arabic, Shaitan. And that's why we fight against the established truth of Almighty Yah. We as Israel, we cannot continue to walk in those paths because our lives, they're already unfruitful. And so what is going to sustain us in the midst of one of the most tremendous battles that the whole nations of the world have ever been tried by? In Israel, we shall be tried. So it's time we began to adhere to what Yah commands. It is time out that we walk as simpletons and as little children. That we must grow up as David said when he was a child. He performed like a child. As he began to grow, he began to take upon the attributes of a man or a woman. And the man has the ruach, the power of the living Hamashiach in him. That is the strength of any man. We may see those in the form or the similitude of a man, but they are not men. They are beastly things created by the powers that be to resist. To resist the Torah of Almighty Yah. And we have a problem with that. And the reason we resist, can I tell you why we resist? As Stephen said unto those vile, corrupt Pharisees and essence, the aura of the religious structure. He said, because you are stiff-necked, you are stubborn, and you are uncircumcised in your love. For the foreskin of your corruption has grown over your heart that you cannot be made free. And you are not free. And so when the word of Yah is spoken unto a people, we shaitan, we resist, we fight against it. We reject it. We have disdain for it because it has no value in our lives. As to say that your corrupt mind instructs you in a way that produces life and it doesn't. We are dead people. We are dead. And the reason we're dead, we're full of sin. We got to get down to the core of what's ailing us. It is sin and flat out wickedness. This is a wicked generation. And we are a wicked people. We are a rasha. Criminally, we have criminality among us. And we are criminals. We defy what Yah says. We have disdain for what He says. The reason why, because we have been birthed by the system of Babel. It is one that cares for the sensual things. And it has an enmity against the Torah of Almighty Yah. For the carnal mind cannot receive the things of the Ruach. It cannot receive the spiritual things. This carnal mind is enmity. It is one thing that the spiritual truths of Yah, it produced the power of life in us. The words that Yahshua HaMashiach gave unto Israel, they were first of all spiritual, or they reveal the light of the personality, the character, the objective and the goal of Almighty Yahweh. That is what the word did. And when we allow that zira, the seed to be sown in us, then it brings forth life. The words that he spoke, they were spiritual and they were high. They were full of life. And so any zira, any seed will bring forth life. I don't care whether it's corrupt. I don't care whether it's abominable and vile. It will bring forth life of what is within the seed. For everything is in the seeds. You understand how we retain things in our corrupt hearts? There are things that are corrupt in us. And we retain that. And yet the things of life and that are lively, we don't retain that. We are misguided people. It is not that the Torah misguides us. It is your own corruption that misguides you. It is not that Pastor Roberts is misguiding you. It is your own vile, wicked ways, your criminal activities that you perpetrate and you do in the darkness whereby you think no one sees you, but Yah sees you. It is not he that is leading you astray. It is your own corrupt mind and your own purpose and your own vile reactions toward Yah, because we resist what he speaks unto us. We don't like the indictment or the personal indictment that the word of Yah brings to us, because we elevate ourselves above that and we think very highly of ourselves. We are nothing but dung, flesh. It stinks. And it goes back to what it came from. The dirt of the earth is nothing. There's nothing there of any value at all. Nothing. For in your flesh, in the flesh of man, dwells nothing. There's nothing that of itself comes out of the carnal mind that is worth anything at all. Nothing. There is nothing that is tough in flesh that dwells within this compartment of flesh. That's why we need the life of Yahshua dwelling in us, Israel. For that character does all things to please the Abba. Hallelujah. And not only does it please the Abba, but it pleases one another. We have lost sight of that one. We don't like pleasing no one. No one at all. We are selfish. And the scripture talks about that selfish wickedness. It is a vile spirit. It is a slothful, wicked spirit. There's nothing like it. Of course, we don't hear because we lack understanding. I do want to continue where I began last week. But I must revisit, reacquaint our minds with a verse of scripture, because it is vitally important to understand. It is one thing about the people of Yah. We are totally destroyed. We are, as scripture would say, dormant. We perish. We are destroyed because we believe we lack the knowledge, the da'at of Yah. We have no understanding of Yah because our energies are not given over unto that. And the reason our energies are not given over unto that, because we really do not love him. It is almost like a parent, a mother, raising the child. She doesn't spend adequate time with the child, that the child displays the character of one that is proper and has been pruned, and the character displays that which is orderly. And that's the way the house of Israel is. Every kind of vile, unclean spirit is in the midst. Every kind of devious, wicked action is perpetrated in the pinnacle of his process of thoughts. And we carry them out with every kind of deceive action that flows from us, because the zira, the seed, is not right. It is a polluted seed. It is a corrupt seed. So the people of Yah, Israel, they are doman. They perish. They are destroyed because they believe they lack the understanding of the Most High. And we do not want anyone to instruct us in the things of Almighty Yah. We do not want that. And the reason we lack understanding, you know what? Do you know what the scripture says? Because you have rejected truth. We reject Torah. We reject the Torah of Yah. Because we have rejected, we have despised. We have no great ahava for Torah. Yah says, because you have rejected Torah, you have despised the imams. He said, I will reject you. And not only will he reject you, he rejects your children. He rejects your house because you have rejected him. We have rejected the knowledge, the understanding of the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. And we are not the ones that are standing in the place that we ought to be as the Kohen, delivering up the zira of Yah, because our lives are not representative of what scripture says. This is a false generation. It is more prominent among those that say they are Israelites they are born or they have been begotten at the Ruach of Almighty Yah is more prominent among them than even among the world. For the world cares for its own. And it does. They will set up the soup kitchens. They will help the homeless. They will give to what we call the goddess charity. But the people of Yah, it is a stiff-necked people. And uncircumcised and left. So that's why they always resist Shaitan, the Torah of Almighty Yah. Our minds do not retain the things that will bring growth unto us. And because of that, we are very shallow. And when you put a seed in the ground, a zira, in the shallow ground, then it does not produce like the one that has been placed in depth. And so the word of Yah must be placed in the depths of one's levim, in their minds, in their hearts, that it may begin to yield fruit tree, the tree of life. Yahshua is that tree of life. So we lack understanding, Israel. We have forgotten the Torah of Almighty Yah. We forget what things that are taught unto us. What things that have been taught in this tabernacle we have heard. We forget them easily. I want to remind us of something before I continue. Because I want to go back to Revelation Giliana. I recall some time ago that Elder Wyman, his last message he preached and he taught. And of course, when we hear things that are strange to our ears, we don't like to retain it. We do not like to get understanding. And he began to talk about this birth or this coming forth. As we as a people, everything he explained unto us concerning the UCC, I know we don't remember. But we can remember every lie and every false thing. He talked about this universal commerce code. As the ships of birth, now everything that he said was relevant. Very vital and very important. It's amazing that you can remember something happened 5 years ago that one said or she did or he did that. And yet something of that essence and vitalness unto us, we don't retain that. And he also talked about the birth or this birth, how the ships are birthed in the water. It has the same characteristics of us being birthed from our mother's womb. And everyone has a birth certificate. He explained unto us that every birth certificate of everyone that is birthed in the United States of America under this Bavel God system, it is on the New York Stock Exchange. He said unto us that we must look at what is written on the birth certificate, because every birth certificate declares that this birth certificate is invalid unless it is written upon the security or the papers to validate it. And that is what Shaitan has done. He has written upon the minds and the tables of the hearts of the people that we have accepted the spirit of Babel. And Yah commands Israel to come out. Come out of her. Be ye separate. Don't be a partaker of her sins. Do not be one that will incur the wrath of Yah because you're part of this Babel system. I want to say this before I go farther. It is amazing what Israel could do if they would only honor what Yah has done. You can never do anything without true leaders, regardless of what anyone says. You cannot. They trust no one because they do not trust Yah. And if they do not trust Yah, there is no evidence of Yahshua in their lives. And we don't trust one another because we think everyone is filled with the same thievery and thuggery as we are. He gave unto us a pattern and an example that the nations of the world could look at true Israel and say, this is the way that produces the substance and the necessary need for the house that the people will take care of. But we are a selfish, ignorant people because we lack the da'at, the understanding, the knowledge. And the knowledge of Yahweh, it is a fruitful knowledge. It always yields fruits. The knowledge of Yahweh, it is always one that yields fruit. You see it in the character of one, the personality. You see it in their expression, their countenance. You will see it there. And we are a people. And like the essentials of Omar Yah, we like that. And it's sad. It's a pitiful thing. That's why we are being destroyed. That's why we are being destroyed, because we believe we lack. We lack the essence of Almighty Yahweh. We lack that. And we are perishing. There is no greater hava for Yah. We really don't love Him. We say we do, but we really don't. We really don't love Him, because the Torah teaches us the expression of love. If a man says he loves his wife and never embraces her, never is kind to her, is that love? That's not love. If a wife is not submitted unto the commands of the instructions of the Torah to bring about a lively home, is that love? That's just two people cohabitating. They're living together. It's not love. Not one bit at all. And so the instructions of the husband unto the wife, it is not something that is detrimental to her growth or health. She delights in that. So when Yah instructs us, we ought to delight in it. If we truly loved Him. But because we don't truly have the greater harm of Him, we don't delight in what He speaks to us. We become despondent. We become angry. We become hellish. We become dogmatic. And you can find them acting like damn fools, what they act like. The immature. The childlike. You see, that's how wives act when the husband say something to them. But that's how the husband acts when he is confronted by the reality of what he is. That he's shallow. He does not possess the character of a man. Then he began to resort to the boy tactics. That's what he acted like. Where are the men? Tell me. Where are they? There's no strength among Israel because of the wickedness of the Rasha, the criminal acts of their hearts. Because they will not adhere to what Yah say. They resist the Shaitan. The Shaitan. When you find someone resisting, it is the Ruach of Shaitan. The Shaitan. They resist Torah, truth. They will not adhere to it. They will not receive the counsel of Yah. They reject it. They fight against it. Because they say, where is my sin? I have not done anything wrong. Well, tell me, you fool. To the pure, all things are pure. To those that are defiled and unbelieving, they don't believe nothing. And that's just the truth. They don't understand that Yah makes Himself known unto Israel by correcting them. And His correction come by His mishpatim, His judgment. Because there is no honor among the wicked, they will not honor anyone. They honor no one. They don't even honor themselves, because if they did, they would care more deeply for themselves and the condition that they are in and what things that they are doing. I'm going to make it plain today. That's why I have on this mic, all right? I'm going to take my time. We're going to find out where we are. We're going to find out exactly where we are. And that's what we need in this hour. I'm not here to sugarcoat anything for you. And I don't give a nickel's worth of dung whether you like me or not. When you say that all the time, I know it. Because that's how wishy-washy we are. We flip. You're smiling today and then you're angry as hell the next hour. You're full of zest for a minute, then you're all despondent the next. We vacillate between our emotions and our feelings, which produce nothing at all. And shallow emotions produce nothing. That's what children do. They vacillate between their feelings and their emotions, and they never grow up. That's why there are children today that have never grown up. The parents have twisted and messed their minds up. They're still boys and still girls. They're not mature at all. And that is the truth. They're not mature. They have no maturity in them at all. Or they may have the physical similitude of a man or woman, but there is no substance there at all. And we are afraid to speak like this because it may encroach upon or infringe upon what they think of themselves. Generation that thinks highly of itself, but it doesn't think highly of one another. It doesn't consider one another. We don't even consider each other. And that's an abominable wickedness. That's the wickedness there. The man of Yah must look after Israel, the house.
And he must look after the house well. He must look after the house well and feed the house with the abundance of truth that will keep them strong and keep them viable and keep them in the way that leads unto the life of Almighty Yah. That's what we need. We have traversed and traveled the road of Babel so long that the things of Yah, they don't impute in our minds. We don't want to digest what he speaks to us. We regurgitate it or we puke it up. It doesn't settle well in us. It doesn't sound sweet enough. It doesn't carry the palatable things that identifies you as being the one that have the essential characters of Yahshua. And we just don't, Israel. It is sad. It is sad that we do not display that. And the reason, as I said, because we are entrenched in Babel. We are part of her system. Our minds are constituted by her principles. We're full of lust and greed. We are a covetous, wicked people. We care about the things of this life. We do not care about the things of Yah. We're not looking beyond the little small scenario of our own life's desires. I'm looking for the kingdom. I'm looking for the coming of HaMashiach. For I know he's coming. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the beauty of the kingdom of Yah coming out of the heavens of Almighty Yah. That's what I'm looking for. And because our minds are not on the things of Yah, then Shaitan, by the power of this order that has been established, he is seducing the masses of the people and even those that say that they are Yisrael. We're going to find out who are the very elect of Yah, those that he has elected to endure the trials. There are many among us, but they're not the true seed of Israel. They're not. When a man has the delight of Yah, he rejoices in Yahshua. And he rejoices because he knows what is revealed in that living Torah. I want to begin in Gilgana again. It says in Revelation 18 and verse 3, as I said to us, we have become so a part of this system of Babel that even the Torah cannot even correct us because we resist. As Stephen said, you do just like your Avad. They kill the Nabi, and we kill the prophets today, the Nabi. We kill those that speak prophetically unto us, the ones that speak of the things that will come and tell us what is already in our own lives and our lifestyles. So we want to destroy them. He said, you destroy, you kill the Nabi, the prophets, just like your Avat. And the reason you Shaitan, you resist, because your love is uncircumcised. You are stiff-necked. You know that you're stiff-necked. When Yah says, and he gives us a command, that he expects a certain response, and our response is lousy as not even hell. It is a wicked response. Because you resist the one that speaks unto you what Yah commands. And you think that you are spiritual, a spiritual person, always discern the truth of Yah. You are not spiritual because if you were, then you will walk in the spiritual light of the Torah of Yah. You're not spiritual. You're full of hellishness and wickedness. This is a Rasha generation. When Pastor Roberts, you beat us down. No, I'm not beating us down. I'm identifying what's in us that we may eradicate it. We may get the trash out of us because if we don't, it's going to damn us. I'm not going to sit and tell us that we are pious. We have the piety of Yah. We observe the Shabbat with great delight. I'm not going to give us that lie. Because we do not. We rejoice when it's time to come in Yah's house. I'm not going to feed you with false lies and falsehoods like that. I'm not going to sit with you that you express the very bona fide expression of Yahshua in our countenance and our delight in truth. I'm not going to tell us a lie like that because we do not express that. We express just what is in our flesh. It's corrupt. That's what it is. And our flesh express what's in us.
then our actions are corrupt. Our ways, our fruit is very corrupt. Hallelujah. What have we got here, God, in Gileana? It says in Revelation chapter 8. What have we got in verse 3 again? It's vitally important that I share this with you, because we go back to that message that Elder Wyman spoke unto us. It was very relevant of substance that we need to understand. We don't understand because we resist the Torah of Yah. We reject what the Torah says. We must come out from among her, Bevel, because if we are a part of her, then we are part of her deeds and her actions. We can see her corruption all over the world. This what just happened in Mumbai. I do not believe it was those that they are accusing. And it is not some kind of conspiratory theory. I can look at the corruption of this nation. I can look at the wickedness of Russia and China. And I can see how they do things. Let me say this. I recall, and I was reminded of that yesterday as a young lad. I was about 7 years old. The missile crisis with Cuba. It was between Kennedy and Khrushchev. And Magnan there, this dog that Obama is making part of his congregation, his spiritual whorehouse is what it is. He was a part of that team that negotiated with Russia, Khrushchev, and for Kennedy. Now we must understand what this wicked nation had done, because what Mr. Castro had done, he had gone in and overthrown the government, because it was a government of thievery and lies and corruption, violent oppression of the people. And what he did, he socialized everything. And in order to retain that, this Mafisona attitude of America, they sent or they dispatched teams, especially they used the mafia too, to destroy this man. And that is when Russia stepped in. Now the only thing that caused this wicked Jezebel to be abated, she said to Kennedy, if you fire one missile upon Cuba, we will destroy Guantanamo Bay. We will destroy you. And we have enough firepower here to destroy you. I'm saying that because I recall in school, we were going through the drills and getting on our desks. And they were talking about the shelters and all of that. I remember that so vividly. There are things. And that was in 1962. It was in 1962. I can remember that. As a young lad, I recall that in school. And it was a hellish thing. And it all had to do with the merchandising and the thievery and the thuggery of a wicked Jezebel, the power of Babel, out of this nation here, what we call America. For they were oppressing the subjects of that country and robbing them. It was not substance enough for the people to live, because the Americans, the rich ones, own everything. And they had oppressed the people. And I recall that very vividly, as we would be sitting in class and they would sound the alarms. You will have to get under your desk. You will have to run to find the shelter, because they were creating this propagandized mindset, this mindset of Babel, that it was all the Russians, but it was America. It was this treacherous Jezebel that had come out of the birth of channels of the waters. And that's how she came. For they came to the shores of this nation by the channels of water. And out of the channels of water came this birth of a Jezebel. This whore that looked splendid. She was erected for the merchants of the world and for those that are rich. And as the Greek would say, the emperors of the rich men, of the men of power, the merchants. And it was set up for that purpose, to come, subdue, rob, to bring under great oppression, to suppress the people, to rob them of any kind of integrity, and to destroy the indigenous or the people there that they found in those lands, to bring them under a repressive and oppressive regime. And that's what America has done. We can reject it all we want to, but we must deal with the facts of this polluted whore. For she was birthed out of the waters. For she was birthed out of the waters. That's why it was so vital that what Elder Wyman tried to express unto us. But because our minds are so corrupt and damnable, wicked, we don't retain the things that will cause the fluidity of the life and the power of Yah to flow unto us. We retain every kind of wicked thing, don't we? Every kind of corrupt thing. Your animosity, your altar against one another. We know how to retain that. But the things that will supply unto us strength and life, we don't retain that, Israel. And we don't want anyone to remind us how ignorant we are. And we are an ignorant people. And the reason we're ignorant is because we're not willing to submit ourselves and learn. We must do that. Hallelujah. We do not want to take orders from no one. You don't even do that from yourself. Hallelujah. Because of the wickedness in us. He says, for all nations, they have drunk, they have become inebriated, intoxicated with the wine of her wrath, of her idolatry, her fornication. It is one that is superficial. It is a creation of gods in a nation. Now that's what this nation is consumed of. Revelation 18:3. Gileana 18:3. For all nations have drunk, not some, but all nations. We could see some of the wrath in Mumbai, one of the most profound cities in India. It is the financial city of even the Far East, India. One like China, but the city of Mumbai, it is a very powerful city. It is where all the merchants of the world are. And they were there from every nation on last week. They were there from Israel, from China, from all over the world. They come to that particular place. And that's where they do business. She is fastly replacing what we call New York or the cities of America. Because it's much cheaper to do business there than to do it here. They can hire a software engineer for $6,000 a year. And he's happy when they pay one $150,000 a year here. And he complains and murmur all the time. That's what he does. So it has become the city of commerce. And she is a city filled with gods. That is what Mumbai means. It is the mother goddess. And out of her comes diva. And that's why women like to be called diva, because she is a goddess. And that's what she is. Out of her comes, she is associated with Baal, because Baal or Baal, it is the worship of not a singular god, but it is the worship of gods. It is the power of lordship. And they lord the people. That's what they do. They lord us. They take you away from your homes, fathers, whereby you don't even delight being at home. They remove you away from the environment of wife and family, whereby you enjoy work more than you enjoy being around your wife. Something is twisted in your damn mind. You'd rather be out working than to be with brothers or enjoy the fellowship of brothers. Something is twisted in your damn mind. Something is wrong, brother. Something is messed up in you. That's the fact of the matter. And so that's what she has done. So Mumbai, she represents the very spirits of America. Everything that is in America, you find it in Mumbai. You do. There are over 3 million gods in the Hindu practice of their god worship. How do you know which one to pray to? But that's what they have. That's what they have. It is one of the only nations whereby even the caste system is still a part of their financial wealth, just like it is in America. Just like it is here. Let me say this, and I'm not gonna bite my tongue at what I said. If we do a little research, we'll find out. And we know what Darwinism is. Have we ever heard of that? When I was in school, we were taught Darwinism. All right, Darwin. The philosophy. And what it says that the creation of man gravitated from apes and things like that. But what is specifically says is this, listen. That's why a man called me last night. He says to me, Pastor Roberts, he was reading from Bereshit. I said, brother, that's not what it says. It doesn't say there. He said, where do the races come from? I said, the word doesn't say that we're races. Yah created nations and people. Out of a people came the people of the earth. Now, what has been created in the mindset of the nations of the world today, we call the people races. Yah, you cannot find the word race in the Torah at all. He created people. He created nations of people that came out of the sons of Noah. But you will not find the word race. So the theory of Darwin says that the darker the people are, the more associated they are with the ape life and with the animalistic life. And the lighter and the brighter and the whiter, they are the people of intelligentsia. But yet they all came out of the ape, you understand? And so we must create and dissect the masses of the people and create what we call races of people. And so you have that injected into this Bavel system, just like Bavel was, just like it was. So we created not on the identity of wealth, it is created on the identity of races now. And so you have a separation of race. This is all historical knowledge. You can learn this if you read it. That's why his people are destroyed. For the lack of knowledge. But it is all historical. So what the nations of the world do today, just like Mumbai, it is a nation whereby you have what we call the caste system. And there are those that never break out of the caste. They are cast into a system of poverty and death. And they are the ones that clean the sewers. I don't care what. They are the ones that live off pennies a day and nickels a day. And they are just subservient because... As Elder Bynum said to us under the UCC, everyone that is birthed becomes a part of this system and you become property of the system. And that's what we have become, property, and we are the property of this Bavel spirit. And the only way we're going to be made free is through Yahshua HaMashiach, that you're free from all expectations of men. And you're free to serve Yah Yisrael. We must understand that because the system, it will create in our mind a system of caste. We cast this people here and that people and this people. It is not so. Yah created the nations of the world. And out of the nations of the sun came the people of the world. We are the people. He created people. It is man that has brought about this vile concept that separates and divides because he is trying to identify the seed of Israel. He will never identify it. We will be identified by the above when the reapers come to reap. And they will reap up the tares and bundle them together and cast them into hell. And we are the wheat of Yah that he's going to make his bread with, that he's going to sit down and dine and enjoy the fruit of the labor of Yahshua HaMashiach. They're not going to find Israel the way they're trying to find Israel. They're not going to find them. So all the nations have been drunk with the wrath of a fornication. Again, as we saw in Mumbai on this past week, death pursued them, death all around. Because the nations of the world have been drunk with her religious, idolatrous practice. When a nation, a people, and those in power love money, it creates every kind of wicked kind of institution. It opens the door for every kind of vile stronghold spirit. And this is a nation that loves money. We as Israel, we love money. We can say what we want to. Give one $20 and see how they respond. I can't do nothing with that. What is that going to serve? What purpose is that? You get quiet on that because it is the truth. It is the truth. And so we love money. We love it. We say, oh, I don't love money. No, we're lying. We literally love money. We become despondent. We become removed from one another because of money. Yah tells us to have food and raiment. Be contented. You're not even contented if you had 10,000 to spend the way you wanted to. He's having food and raiment. Be contented. Be very happy. When one is contented, they're happy. They rejoice. You can see it in the expression too. Their face expressed the gladness of Yah. But we are people that love money because that's why every kind of evil, every kind of sadistic thing that comes out of us. And that's the truth. That's why every kind of sadistic thing, every kind of evil thing comes out of us. Because we love. It creates this evil in us. We can say not me, but we can deceive ourselves all we want to. You can do that, Yisrael. It makes me no different. Go ahead and deceive yourself. It's all right with me. Because I know the heart is deceitful above all things. Know my neighbor, know your heart, and it's desperately wicked. It's desperately wicked. It is desperately wicked. It is desperately wicked. So we can't deceive ourselves and think our heart is not desperately wicked. That's why our minds must be prepared by the Torah of Yah. And we must have those to tell us what the Torah says, what the Torah implies in the order we walk, and the judgment of the Torah as well. So I will tell you what the Torah says, and I will tell you the judgment of the Torah as well. We must understand that Israel, quit playing with ourselves, massaging ourselves to make us think, oh, what a wretched man I am. You are wretched and vile. That's why it ought to be this, it should be a constant repentance upon us. For the wine of her wrath and her fornication, and the kings of the earth committed fornication with her. Now this is what I want to get to here today. It is called the Rakal, or the merchants. The Rakal, or the merchants of the earth, they are wax. They are wax or sea. They are wax rich through the abundance of her matam, her delicacy, her savory taste. And this is a nation that everyone savors her taste. They love her fragrance. They love her, the taste of America. So the merchants of the earth, the Rakal, they have become rich. They become powerful, the merchants. And those that are the Rakal, it is in the Arabic, it is expressed as those that are dubious. When someone is dubious, you really cannot trust them. That's what someone is dubious is. You really cannot trust them. They are questionable. You must always suspect them. And that's what the merchants are. That's what they are. They take and they charge you an exorbitant amount for something that they pay nothing for. So the merchants of the earth, the emperors, and that is what is expressed in the Greek, the emperors, and they're like emperors. The emperor was always the most wealthiest one in the region or the land. And so that's what that equates to. That is the only way that the Greek vernacular can express it. They are emperors. They are the emperors of the land, and they have waxed rich. And there's a way that they have waxed rich, and because of that, they have brought every kind of vile spirit, every kind of thing that is unclean upon the people. Or unless we are covered in the dam of Yahshua, we are subject to those same vile spirits, and we can see the same actions in Israel worse than the world. Our actions are worse than the world. The world cares for their own. Israel doesn't even care for Israel. It doesn't. This is how all men will know you, the ones that are disciplined of Yahshua. That you have a hava, one toward the other. It is not your brak, your sister, I love your brother, Torah. It's not that your damnable response. That's not a hava. It's just like the Samaritan, the one see the Samaritan being beaten, and they pass him by. There's something in one's love when they see the brothers and sisters there. Listen to me, hypocrites. There's a genuine concern, not this pseudo thing you call concern. Everyone wants to think that they're genuinely concerned. You care for the man's nefesh, his soul. You care for the daughter of Tizana, so when you see them reckless, going astray. People think because they do work and things that makes them right. That doesn't make you nothing. That doesn't make you right. If you got the Ahava of Yah, then your works will be done in Ahava. There's nothing that complicates or destroys the essence of your beauty. Okay, well, no one says to you, will not destroy that. This is a crazy, wicked generation. It's stupid. It's immature. I despise the actions, the acts of it, the deeds of it. I really do. If I had my choice, I would say, Yah, take me on home. And that's the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not afraid of that. It's a crazy generation. It's wicked. It doesn't love Yah. And among the people of Yah, you find more superficiality and hypocrisy than you find in the world. And that's the truth. I deal with people all the time. I dealt with the man that sold us that trailer there. And he says to me, he was genuine. He says, it's wonderful for you to have someone like Brother Jason on your staff, isn't it? You see, even the world can discern a character. And I enjoyed talking with the man the time that I did. I'd rather have talked with him than those that say, you Israel. I'd rather I enjoy that conversation. His honesty. He told me that he was going to another job. He told me he lived in California. He's not going back to California. He's going down to Myrtle Beach somewhere. He said, I'm not boasting, but I tell you, they're going to pay me $80,000 a year plus bonus. I said, wow. I said, $80,000 a year? I couldn't leave my family. You understand? That's what I said. I said, but I understand. He said when he was in California, he was making over $100,000. He said, I'm not bragging about it. You could tell the man was very congenial. He was sincere. He was an honest man. And even among Israel, you don't even find that kind of honesty. A falsehood. A superficiality. He had an expression of gleefulness and enjoyed the conversation with the man. Hallelujah. And there are us that we can't even enjoy one another because we're so full of the Babel demonic power. We're so full of the hellish ways that are so corrupt and wicked, and they're going to destroy you in the hell. You will never get from under that until you identify your vile, wicked ways. You will never. You will always be like that. And when one identifies that, there's a deep repentance in them. And the spirit of this nation will not allow you to repent. It will not. So we have eaten other delicacies and her savory meat. We love her savory things, don't we? We love her savory things. She feed us savory things. She feed us ball games and arenas and God worship in these tremendous arenas. That's all it is. They feed us this Olympiad kind of worship. They twist your children's minds with the arcades and the videos and those kind of damn twisted things. It's wickedness. I remember when I used to go to the mall here in Monroe, there was an arcade to the left, and it was something that when you walked past that place, you could sense some of the most demonic powers on the face of the earth just in that thing. And that's the truth. And I walked past that, I said, I didn't even like going in that way because it was very demonic. It was very demonic. But there are parents that will put their sons and daughters in a place like that and say, play again. That's wicked. You don't understand what you're dealing with. It is the spirit of Babel. That place is a place like that. Every kind of unclean spirit. You go to these ball games. Every kind of unclean, every kind of vile thing. A woman just at a football game there an hour. She finds herself in the bathroom with some man she never known. She's never met. And she said her whole life is destroyed now. The media was on that. She said she drank too much of the wine. And that's our problem. We've drank too much of the wine of Babel. We become so intoxicated, we don't even see our own actions. And the woman did not realize what she was doing and what kind of abominable action she was performing. She did not even realize it. And the world media have covered that. Like that is some kind of abnormality or just, that's normal in this whore. Happens all the time. And so they raped the woman through because she was drunk. She was drunk under this Babel system like we are. We are so drunk. We can't see straight. We can't act right. We can't talk right. We cannot even receive the things of Yah. Because there's a birth and there's a channel in us. And it channels everything from the powers of hell. And we buy from the merchant ships of the powers of darkness. And we do not feed on the delight or the delicacies. And the savory matter of Almighty Yah. This matter is not what we delight in. We don't want bread. We don't want bread. We don't want the bread of life. We want every kind of delicacy of Babel. That's imaginable. And that still doesn't satisfy us one bit at all. Her merchants, these dubious ones, they're not honest. They're suspect. They become rich. They become rich. And they're oppressing and destroying other people. They're thieves. They're murderers. And they're liars. That's what they are. I want to read this in Yeshaya. It's important that you hear this. Yeshaya chapter 23. And what this Tarshi represents, as I research scripture, she represents the emblem or the insignia of the merchant ships. She is what they call, the yellow jasper. And that's what when Yah speaks about Tarshi, this is what he's talking about, the merchants. I want to read this in Yeshaya 23:10. It says, pass through your land as a river. Yeshaya, Isaiah 23:10. 23:10. pass through the lands as a river, O daughters of Tarshish. There is no more strength in you at all. Why, Yah? Yahweh stretches out his hands over the sea. He shook not just a kingdom, but it says he shook the kingdoms. Yahweh has given a command against the merchant city to destroy the strongholds thereof. We're reminded that Babel has become the stronghold of every kind of uncaged bird, every kind of vile spirit, every kind of unclean thing. And Yah says he has stretched out his hands against the merchants of Tarshish and those that love their beauty or they array themselves in the splendor of their stones. And you see that in the action of Babel, in their Hollywood idols of harlotry, their dress, in their diamonds and sapphires and their jaspers. And we can see that in the city of death. That's what she is. She's not a nation. She made herself a nation. She was a piece of land. She made herself a nation. That's what she did. She defied Yahweh. He gave unto Israel, and I will show us, I will take us to that, to the vastness and the breadth of the land. He gave them the Eshreth. He gave them the world, actually. That's what Yah did. Not just that little strip of peace over there in Palestine. And so this is what Tarshish represents. She represents this merchant. The spirit of buying and selling. And we as Israel, we cannot become a part of that kind of spirit. We cannot. We cannot allow the love of the things of this wicked nation to seduce us. And we love that. You want to dress like the world? You want to act like it? Your sisters want to wear tight on your hips like the world? You want the fashion of the world? We don't want to dress ourselves in modest apparel that is kadosh unto Yah. You find your daughters dressed that way, and then when they start popping out babies, it's because you've allowed those vile spirits from this wear that they're wearing to fill their minds. So we don't want that today. We got time for everything but time for what Yah commands us. He commands the daughters of Tizayin to dress kadosh. I can only put on a pair of pants and a shirt. There's only one way. I cannot pull a pair of pants over my head. You can pull a skirt over or put it on. Only one way. I can only wear a shirt buttoned down, no buttons. That's it. Period. That's it. Bitches. And so they allowed this harlotry spirit to persuade you. When Yah say come out of her, he means you to come out. Don't dress like her. Don't act like her. Don't eat like her. Don't be greedy like Babel. Isn't this nation one of just eating and drinking? Is it not a glutton nation? And we're glutton too. We think about eating all the time. We just eat. We're greedy. We're overweight. We're fat. We look a mess, Israel. I can speak that of myself now. If you don't want to identify who you are, just go ahead. I don't care if they're skinny. They eat like dogs. They eat like hogs. They're greedy. Full of pretense. And that's what has happened to us. Folks trying to lose weight thinking about eating what they're going to eat. Come on. That's how our minds are messed up, so it has messed us up tremendously. What Brother Shaul said, there are things that he said were just profoundly uttered out of his mouth. Yah has given us an order in everything. He has given us an order in his health as well. And of every leaf of the tree that there's our healing, he has given us everything we need to heal our bodies, our minds, and to restore us unto the primary health that we should be. He has given us that. But because we love Babel, we love our savory foods. We are just like the Esau's. We will sell the birthright of Yahshua for something that we think is nice. You daughters of Tizayin will sell out yourself to think you're attractive for some other man instead of being attractive for your husband. You men will try to adorn yourself in a way that you want women looking at you instead of your wife. Come on, something is wrong with you. That's not of Yah. We're afraid to confront the issues. We must confront the issues. Come on, the husband is fat, overweight, the wife is fat. Then you help them, brothers and sisters. That's what you do. You be honest with him. I don't care if you still like them fat. It's not best for them. It's not best for their health. I don't care about that. That's stupidity. Just help the wife. Help the man. Come on. I don't know how I went that way, but that's all right. I still went that way.
whether you like me or not. You need to hear the truth. Hallelujah. When our bodies are not healthy, our minds don't function right. Because it doesn't excrete the kind of nutrients to our brain. Because everything grows from the brain, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. And our bodies do not function right. Our system doesn't excrete the waste from it the way it should. Bavel has taught us, we have learned the healthy ways of Bavel. We're so part of her, we can't even break the habit. It is almost like chains and shackles on us. We can't even break it. Our minds, come on, we have the mind of Yahshua. We've been made free by the power of the word of Yah, and Yahshua has made us free. We're free. We're free from every kind of spirit that rises up against us. What do? We just submit ourselves unto the word of Yah. We resist the powers of hell, he flees. Come on, something is wrong with us, Israel. We need to do a deep introspective judging of our own life and to see where we are. We don't like to do that. And when someone speaks to you or tell you or inform you, you become enraged. You resist everything they say. If someone tells you you're lazy, they know you. You know you're lazy. Just receive the fact that you're lazy. Someone tells you you're shiftless. They say I'm shiftless. You're trying to get out of something. Just receive the truth. We don't want that. You know, when I get out there and work with the brothers, we're splitting. I want the brothers to not work as hard as them. That's just the way I am. And the brothers with all integrity, they will know. Hallelujah. Now, I love the brothers, but when I'm not there, things get a little slacker. But when I'm there, things roll. That's just a fact of the matter. That's just a fact. Because what I put out, I expect them to put out. I'm putting out, I want you to put out too. You're going to have to put out with me. No, I'm not slack like that. I'm not slacking anything I do. Everything I do, it must have the appeal of the eyes. I don't care. I don't care what it is. Doing those beds, it must appeal to the eyes. When I walk past it, I want to see the eye appeal. You understand? When I see that, I want to see the appeal, the neatness and the aura of everything. That's what everything about Yah is orderly and neat, Yisrael. When our lives are not orderly and neat, and our homes, our spiritual body, and our natural houses, they're filthy as hell, they're nasty, that everything is out of order, the children are like a bunch of nincompoops, and there's nothing orderly. I can say this, when I was growing up, my grandmother's house, that old woman, the house was orderly. You could hear a rat piss on cotton. I say it that way. It was orderly. It was orderly. There was no raising hell in there. We were little children. That's the truth. It was no raising hell in there. When it came time when the sun went down, everything got quiet. It's not that way today. And it's sad because we have learned Bavel. We have incorporated Bavel. Look at Bavel. You go to a city like New York, isn't it? They call that excitement all the time, isn't it? You go to Las Vegas, every kind of wickedness, every kind of city. You go to Mumbai, the lights, they say they never go out. And that's the spirit of Bavel. That's like some of our homes. That's how we act. Like the nights. Everyone is restless. Everyone is restless. Everything is just bump and boom, and bam and bop and knock, as Granny would say. Something is twisted there. Mama twisted, daddy immature. Come on. Hallelujah. He's sitting there silly and she's sitting there double silly. That's not Yah, Israel. The zira, what we put in them, it will yield a manifest fruit. We have to do it according to Yah's instruction. Bavel, because we have become so entrenched in her system, we don't know how to do nothing right. You got to read books by some freaks out of hell telling you how to raise children. You're a twisted woman. You are twisted. Just ask someone that has had babies and someone with a little collar or the baby got sick. Just ask them. They will tell you. And some effeminate homosexual man writing books. It's amazing that Dick Cheney's wife, she wrote 5 children books while being the vice president's, while he was in the vice presidency. Now, what kind of Jezebel like that? That justify Butch Bulldagger daughter, call herself married to another woman. What in hell does that wicked Jezebel know about rearing a child when that is acceptable? When they say she's my daughter, but she has her gender. No, she's a woman. So what can she tell someone? But people will buy the books. Oh, Mrs. Cheney, this is so wonderful. You look at those men that write the books, they look effeminate and punkish. They are
Mr. Seuss. And yet he made millions of ignorant people. Created these images that are devilish and hellish. Twisting your children. Come on, Israel. Something is wrong with us. We get upset with things like that, but I won't stop saying it. It makes no difference what you say. I don't care whether you like me, whether you look at me funny. Look at me funny. We need truth. We need to be made free. We need to come out of this system. We need to come out of the birth channels of the system. We're in the canals of this birth system and this birth. And the birth is not the right. It's not the right. The men need to be protectors of Israel. And how can you be protectors of Israel if you're shallow? You cannot. We cannot, Israel. We need men to protect and to provide for Israel. You cannot do that if you're shallow. If you cannot adhere to the commands and the disciplines of Yah. It's one thing about a virtuous woman. The scripture says she is like a merchant. She makes her family rich. Women today lay on their ass. They do nothing. They don't make their family rich. Houses nasty. That's the population of America. That shouldn't be among Israel. But that's the population of America. She is like a merchant. She knows how to buy and sell. She knows how to deal. She knows how to prepare for a house. Come on. Ain't nothing more beautiful than that. You tell me that y'all trust her with the riches of the house? She's like a merchant? That's what a virtuous woman is. Come on. Hallelujah. She rises early in the morning. Come on, we, the assembly of Yah, we're the birth, one that birthed for. We are the ones whereby the birth life of Yahshua comes out of. We should do just what scripture. We should rise early in the morning. Look well to the house of Yah. Come on, men. We are the merchants. We're the merchants. And we deal honestly with all men. We're not like the Ganab, the Gonab, these thieves, liars, and this murderous mindset among the nations of the world. We are the ones that provide the protection of Israel. We are the ones that bring the strength unto Israel. Because in your strength, in your stamina, they see the light and the power of Yahshua. Then they honor and they relish in the very power of that might that resides in you, man. You got shallow men that sit and lazy. They're shiftless. Come on, you never see the power of Yah. We got to step it up, brothers. You got to rise up to the occasion. Like the ball players. They rise to the occasion. You got to step it up. Hallelujah. And you daughters of Zion must do the same thing. Start sewing. Make your clothes. Come on, why you all can't get together and design clothes? You're selfish as hell. That's the way Israel is. Selfish as hell and cannot do it. Why you can't walk to the sister and say, sister, you're lazy, you don't do that. Get over here and do this. Why you can't do that? You should be able to do that. Oh, I'll do it, brother. What are you doing? What do you do all day, brother? What? Come on. That's it. I do that all the time. What did I say, brother? I said, that's all you got. Come on, brother. That's it. Hallelujah. Now, the spirit of death that comes out of Babel, it is one that they have gained their riches. I want to read us some things. I'm not going to finish this today, but I'm going to continue in this breath, all right? You understand the reason I must deal this way. I must deal with the filth of Babel. And we become filthy like her. We become filthy with her filth and her stench. And we don't have the savor. We love the savoring smell of Babel. We don't love the savoring smell of Yahshua that we ought to present unto Yah as the sweet aura or the sweetness, the fragrance that flows from us. The sweetness of Yah is just more than some kind of physical action. Hallelujah. Now they have gotten rich through their embezzlement, their thievery. I want to read this, the definition of this word thief or stealer. I want to read everyone because it's important that I carry us through this matter. It is gonad, gonad. It says this, listen. A, to take the property of another wrongfully, and especially as a habitual or regular practice. So that's what a thief is. To take something from one. As we have the eminent domain here in Babel. They take your property. I said to Brother Allen, I said, you know, I'm so disgusted with this wicked country. This is our water here. We must pay $250 a year for them to come. It's $1,000.
And if I do not pay the $250, they will begin to charge you 25%, and that is compound, or that is done daily. And what they will do, they will take your land, and they do it all the time from people. They do that. This is how the wicked, this is the spirit of these habitual thieves, and these robbers and these thieves. In every government in this nation, it is all the same. You must become a part of this system. As Elder said to us, this UCC, the code of commerce, you cannot, every nation must practice, every nation must have that law. You cannot even barter or sell without the complicity of that law. You can have your civil laws, but it has nothing to do with the UCC. Every nation, everyone that is birthed in every nation, you become the property of the nation. And we are born free in Yeshua. We are not the property of this whore. And so they become ganav, they're thieves, they habitually take the land. Someone missed one penny off the taxes, and they put the land up for sale without them knowing it. And next thing they're put out, they're thieves and they're dogs and they're liars, just like the spirit of the establishment of this nation. That's what they did. They said, we'll give you blankets for this land. And they were infested with smallpox and death, and they killed the folks and they robbed and they butchered them by the tens of thousands and by the tens of millions. That's what they did, Israel. We can't deny it. And the spirit is still prevalent here in Babel. The spirit has not changed. So it's one that habitually steal the land and take the land of the people. This nation does that. It does that. Look at what's happened with the housing market. And these dogs like Obama mania. And this Bush dog. Same thing for Wall Street, for Main Street. They're damn liars. Oh, what they gonna do for Main Street? Listen. You bought a house at $400,000. Now it is devalued at $200,000. And what the banks on Wall Street will say, we will loan you money. Even though you're behind on your bills, but we're going to loan you money, listen, at the guaranteed price of that house, $400,000. Not at $200,000. That's what these thieves and these hellish dogs out of hell. That's what they are. So they're going to loan you the $200,000. They're going to base it on the price of the house, the actual value, what they say, at $400,000. You understand? And so we're going to give you a low percentage rate, and then you're going to pay as much as 3, 4, 5 times for the house than what it was original value. And prevention the next 30 years, if it goes up by the time you're dead and in the grave, and your young is fighting like hell for it, then it may be worth what it says. It's never going to be that. But that's what they're doing for Main Street. You understand? That's what they're doing. And they're all a part of the same corrupt system. They are the same mindset of Babel. They have been birthed out of the wombs of Babel. Have they come, Israel? Do you hear me? They have come by the same process, the same code of birth, and they have broken the waters of Babel. They have treaded on the waters of the high seas, and the waters of the seas represent the masses of the people. They tread on us, they oppress us, they beat us down, they steal, they take. You never own nothing in this country. You don't own a strip of land, you don't own a piece of land, you own nothing. That is the system, that is Babel, that is the power of the impros, that is the power of these ganav, because they steal and they rob. They are birthed out of hell. They are the children of hell. Just like their daddy was a murderer. They are murderers. They kill. They steal and they rob. And Obama is cut out of the same cloth. He's no different at all. To hell with him. He's not the Messiah. We know the Messiah. Yeshua HaMashiach is my Messiah. He delivers me from Babel. He is not the Messiah of Israel. Hallelujah. Be they come or go secretly, unobtrusively, gradually, or unexpectedly. You see, what they will do is say that you owe 200, but now it's 20,000. Now, if you don't pay it, we're going to take the land. That's what these dogs will do. So they do things secretly. You don't even know the laws that they're creating. The laws to oppress and to rob the poor and to beat them down. And all of a sudden, it's a new law. What is this for? We didn't know that that was a law, but that's what these ganavs are, these thieves. To take or appropriate without the right or leave with the intent to keep or to make use of wrongfully. So they take your land. They rob your land. That's what Babel does.
She takes your land. She robs. She steals. She steals your sons and your daughters. Why? Because they belong to her. They're properties of Bethel. They've been birthed under the goddess of Bethel, and they're part of her merchandise. So she sells them. She sells the daddy from the mother and the mother from the children. The mama works, the children are not raised. And she says, give me your children and I'll bring more sons and daughters that will serve Bethel. And so your children are crazy. They're twisted. To accomplish in a concealed or unobserved manner, that's what they do. It is concealed. They don't tell you what they're doing. You miss $3 off the taxes. And they say, well, the land has been sold. They conceal it. You don't even know. That's what they do. This house here was concealed from us. The lawyer, we paid him to make sure that everything was right. Next thing I know, the man said, that's my house. How's that your house? We paid for that. I paid the taxes on it. And they conceal things. There's a group of men in this area here. One is the state senator, and they don't care about the poor, the indolent. They don't care. They will go by the land. They will put them out, and they become wealthy and rich. That's the spirit of Babel. It has no concern, and that's what operates in Israel today. We are not concerned about no one. We're not even concerned about ourselves. We're not honest enough to deal with it and say it, so we're not even concerned. We're not concerned with the brother. We're not concerned with the sister. Or there are us that we pretend and we want to do things to make ourselves known and say, I did this and I did that. But there's no genuineness there at all. So we think that Evangelist Hartsfield taught me from day one. He looks at me and says, Brother Roberts, open rebuke is bad in secret love. To tell someone the truth. And the first thing someone does when you tell them, these are your actions, they begin to resist. And a fool will get loud. And they talk loud as hell. Because they're full of hell. That's the first thing a fool does. Just like a man being unfaithful to his wife. And she says something to him. The first thing he does, he began to raise his voice. Become indignant, doesn't he? Come on, Yisrael. Because he's guilty. He knows he is. And that's the only way he can handle it. He's going to persuade her that way, but that's not so. The strength is just say, you're so right. And weeping and falling down and bellowing and crying. And because of that, it breaks her. Because of his harsh response and action, it makes her even harder. It does, mother. It makes her hard in her ways. Instead of just saying, you're right. I'm a vile thing. No, I need help. They don't want to say that. Instead of the wife submitting, as scripture says, as we submit unto Yah, as the assembly, she wants to rail with every word. And then it entices the man to act in a way that is not even dignified. That he doesn't even want to act that way. And he finds himself in a posture that he's ashamed of. You see, a virtuous woman, she will cause her husband no harm or no shame all of her life. We got women today, but they're not according to scripture. We got men, but they don't have the character of Yahshua. It's amazing when people come here and they can say, you know, that one they are so. And I say this to us, Israel. I don't care if people are listening because we're not where we should be. And they're definitely not where they should be. You understand? Say this one that you can see she is so dead and has no character. That's people have come and said that about us. And this one, that one, he just keep his mouth open. He just sit there and that's all he does. And that's what people say. These are the kind of comments. Come on. That is not of Yah. Come on, I want people when they see the seed of Israel, they see a people that's robust and lively. When you see me, you go, yeah, I may come to the dining hall bent over because I'm hurting. But believe me, it doesn't take long for to me to become erect. And you see the strength of Yah. I don't care if I got on work clothes or what, it makes no difference at all. We should be a light unto the people of Israel. That when they come, they say, ah, oh, what a beautiful, sister. She's so robust and so lively. When they see one and say, boy, she is cold and dead. Come on, Israel. Come on. And they say, if this is the case, this is what we should be. I don't want to be like that because I got more life in me than that one. I don't sit looking like him. These are the comments. And these are by mature people. Come on. Come on, my brothers and sisters. We got to get this Babel, this corruption out of us. And the way we do that, we must hear the Torah of Yahweh, what the Torah says. That's what people say. And that's the truth. We got to come up out of that, Israel. Well, you talk to me, well, if you fit that disposition, I'm talking to you, then what you do, you begin to change your ways. That's all you got to do. Come on. The way you walk yesterday, you don't have to walk like that today. The way you responded yesterday, you don't have to respond today like that. You just change your way. That's all you have to do. You hear the truth, if it convicts you, convinced that that's you, then just obey. You can change your way. Sure you can. You can change your attitude, change your action. We cannot allow ourselves to continue to be a part of the system, Yisrael. Come on, I don't want to act like I did 6 months ago, 6 weeks ago. I'm not the David I was when I was 25. I'm not the David when I was 50 or 51. I was a different man. My actions are not constituted by my actions or years in the past. It shouldn't be, Yisrael. It ought not to be. So that's what they do. They steal their ganab. They rob. And we rob one another. Come on, Yisrael. We will rob from each other. I'm going to break this down so we understand the spirit of Babel. We know that they are brother or sister. And we will work in a way that is very slothful. And we're not concerned about that one or this one. We have no delight in participation. You know that's wicked. You find a way out and you know that you should be there. Come on, Yisrael. That's not Yah. That's wicked as hell. That's a wickedness there. That's a slothful wickedness there. And the slothful is an abomination unto Yah. That's what it is. So we find ways to pretend we're just as wicked. We are of the Babel system. And Yah say, come out of her. We got to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. We got to work at this thing. What? By the order of the Torah. We got to do right, Yisrael. Brother Josh, one of them, I think Brother Charles, they laid off, 28 people on his job. Man had been there 15 years. And Brother Charles, I was reminded of what you say often, Pastor Robert, that, in our labor, how we work, that it makes an impression. And so the man tells them, he told them, he says, has nothing to do with how long you've been here. Now this man got laid off. Been there how long? 15 years. He got laid off. He said, you all, your production, you have been laborers of proficiency and you have labored. And I can see, I know what I'm going to get out of you. But this man has not given me anything. Come on, Yisrael, we represent the kingdom law. We don't represent Babel law. We represent the law of the kingdom. And the law of Babel is different than the law of the kingdom. We give all. We give of ourselves. We give all. We give all unto Yah. That's what we represent, the kingdom manner. We don't represent Babel's matter because that man is one of God. Now is one of stealing and robbing and destroying and taking that which is not rightfully yours and doing it through thuggery and thievery. That's not of Yah. And that's what this nation teaches us. It teaches us that. And we are part of it. We got to come out of that mindset. And the way you come out of it, you must be judged. You must sense the judgment of Yah, his correction upon you. Come on. You cold as hell. You need to understand you're cold. Sister, change expression. Brother, bear it up. Come on. What's wrong with that? You love someone, you would tell them. Sister, you're just too cold. Come on. Come on, Brian. Not like no boy. Grow up. Stand up. That's what you got to do. That's love. That's open rebuke. I don't care if it's in front of brothers. Come on. If he's a true brother, he'll receive that. He would. You know when your ways are slack and they're not right? We have learned from Babel. That's why Yah must destroy her imprint out of Israel. She has put something in us that has made us a mess, Israel. He must destroy her pattern. That's why we're in the shape that we're in. Her pattern must be destroyed. And we can't falsify things and be phony with each other with this false lie and speaking to each other. And though that we are not right, tell me the truth. I want to know the truth. Show me the way. Make the way of your plain unto me. I want when they come, people come here, they see a
people that delight. You don't have to stay here, not any of you all. Now, that's just the truth. We're not looking to bring no one here. Not now. Not now. Period. We're not looking to do that. Not at all. Not right now. Because we got to get right. And so when brothers and sisters come, they will delight in the great fellowship. It's amazing, I say this, brothers and sisters, and I'm going to say it for us, that when one comes, we can show them such a grander time, and that you never take time with one another. You know, something is wrong. Our preachers like this to the stranger, whomever comes, makes no difference. Those folks that are listening to me, they'll say, I get letters and say, Pastor Roberts, that was for me. I needed that. And among us here, in the small little crowds, every kind of vile thing that can be imaginable takes place among us. It's wrong. It's not of Yah. Period. It's not of Yah. And we need to bear up and get it right, Israel. I'm telling us, if Yah removes me today, it's going to take a man stronger than me. You all hear me? It's going to take one stronger. Well, how did you learn strength, preacher, by obedience and submissiveness unto those that I knew were leaders with great honor, and I loved and I honored them. Never caused one iota a problem with any man that I've met. Never fought. Never showed my short time of resistance. But showed great honor. And in that, I was able to learn and comprehend. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. So it's going to take a man stronger. And I declare myself as one that is weak. It's going to take someone that is of great character and strength. Because I know the people of Israel. When Stephen spoke to them, they stoned him. And they gnawed on him with teeth. You understand? And that's what we will do. And that's what we will do. So you better pray that Yah raises up among the brethren a man of character and strength. And he cannot be melancholy either. Yah love to cry, brothers. And I will cry. And I will cry here. But he can't be a man of that nature. As a time to cry, and as a time to dry your tears, no crying. I ain't crying. Not one bit. I ain't crying for nothing. That's the truth. Time to live and it's a time to die. It's time to fellowship. It's a time to put them out. It's a time to do that. Because once you allow this cascading of corrupt things to just begin to move in, you will have no control of nothing. And we must be able to control the ruach of the spirit of Babel from the midst of his people. They have done things by thievery and stealing. I'm going to get into the depth of that. I want you to hear the definition. Definition. It says to seize, to gain, or win by trickery. They trick us with credit cards and everything, don't we? House loans. They trick us. It's trickery. You don't even read the contractual obligation. The credit cards, you don't even know they're charging you 23%. You don't even know that. Some 33%. We're just that ignorant. They do it through trickery. You lay the credit card for what? Give me cash, I'd rather pay for it. Hallelujah. It says to rob, to plunder, freebooter, to confuse with the spirit of thievery, one who takes property by stealth. It's a stealth action. They do it in such a smooth way, what we call these predatory lenders. Where the lenders, the predatory ones that were creating a loan, they were not making money. But it was those that were of the thievery nature, and those that in position and power, that they know. There was a brother there, I'll never forget, his name was Brother Landis. The matter of fact, his mother wrote me the other day and said she will be there in Baltimore when I come to visit Minister Johnson. And I'll never forget, he said, Pastor Roberts, this man lost everything because he said, I could not consciously
And he's a very bright man. If you listen to the way he talks, you can tell he's a very bright young man. He said, I could not be a part of this predatory lineage. I saw what they were doing to the people. He said, I could not work. So he lost everything. He could not find any work in his expertise. Because he said, I cannot consciously be a part of that because I knew that it was wrong. And from the beginning, it was a stealth matter that they telling you you can get and have and you could not. It was wrong. That was the purpose behind it because they knew that you are and we are the possession of Babel. We have been birthed out of her chamber, out of her birth bag. And everything that we get come from the waters. I don't care what it is. The clothes you got only came from the waters. This material, Sister Roberts may have made it, but it came from the waters. This was not come from here in America. You understand that? And so we have become a property of her. And so if that's your property, you do what you want to with it. And you persuade the property by mental power or projections and the way you create certain images in their minds. And they're persuaded that way. And that's what Babel does. She persuades us with the gods, just like on other day, you saw the people of this nation. They were out in the mornings to get what they call the bargains. For one of the most venerable pagan days of the year, Christmas. You cannot eat the foods that sacrifice to the dogs. And Christmas, Christmas is a spirit of a dog. Saint Nick is a dog. He is not a Kedushim. And so there was a man there in Glenwood, New York. They actually trumped the man to death, killed that man trying to get to these penny ante jive toys and trash that come from China that's killing your babies with lead and every kind of poisonous thing in it and these stupid mammies and pappies like a pack of dog fools. And the most disgusting thing was this. One said that they almost killed me. I had to beat them off. I had to fight and get them off. He said, and don't you know those people saw that man dead? And they just looked at him and they were looking for their televisions and it's Elmo. They was there to worship Elmo. Elmo. And they were looking for things like that. And he said it was so disgusting. He said only a few people came out to watch and to see. He said he was dead before the emergency agencies got there. They trumped the man to death. He said they were so violent, listen, that they tore the door off the hinges in Walmart. You tell me that's Yah? It's of hell. And for us to be out there on the Black Friday, well, that's what they call it. You are a fool. These next 3 days, don't spend a nickel. Don't give them nothing. Today, tomorrow, nothing. Don't add to their sheet. And that's what they did. Right there in California, in Glendale, California. Two in the store. And they were there in the morning and they say they don't know why they kill each other. But they shot each other. Both of them kill each other. Because they were there early in the morning. Come on. Trying to get the bargain at Best Buy. And then they blow each other away. Boom, boom. Oh, preach, I would never do that. We hate each other. We are murderers. The spirit is the same. You hate your brother, sister. You hate them. You despise them. There is no congenial ruach or entertainment. Come on, you're wicked. You're worse than them. I'd rather at least they do it openly, let you know, honey, I'm going through that door. So you better get back. I'm rolling. You understand? I'd rather deal with someone like that than to be stout. That's what it says of the Ghanah. They're stealth. They steal or they take it from you in a stealth way. You don't even hear the stealth bomber when he goes. She's up and the next thing you know, she's on you. They do it in a way that's very cunning and very crafty. Very unnoticeable. They steal and they rob. And that's the way we do things, Israel. We got to come out of this Ghanah. We do things in a very cunning way. In a pretense. And we lie to cover our own lies. That's what the world does. Well, you know, Mr. Roberts, you got this loan at 18%. And we'll charge you this. Charge me what? Someone, when we were in Atlanta, they took the credit card number right there in Atlanta. And they literally ordered, how much? I think $2,300 worth. Was it that much, Brother Jason? How much? 1,000. Okay, they ordered that much on the cards. And I didn't even know they had did that. I knew that there was nothing on the card. I was going to use the card to pay for Deacon Horn, Sister Laquila's hotel room when they went to Atlanta. So when I called that, I had Brother call, we got all these charges on there. What in the world? Books? Music store? They were wearing the card out. Thievery. Stealing. Taking. I'm telling you this to say this. So when I contact the fraud department, they say to me, I tell you what, we're going to send this out to you. Now, if you don't answer this, then we're going to charge you the money. Well, I'm not going to pay them one nickel. I'm going to pay them one dime because I was the one that perpetrated that thievery. I'm not going to do that. I know what credit cards will do. They will have you in debt. It is a mind control. It is a spiritual power, brothers and sisters. That's why some of you need to cut them damn things up. They got you in debt. You don't know how to use them. Come on. It's not of y'all. Well, preacher, you say you got some. I show one brother. I said, I will use any brother that is ever. I don't care who he is. It's on all those cards. I said, this is $100,000 worth of cards. I got less debt on these than you got on just that one. On all those cards wasn't one dime. Why? Because I don't use them like that. I will use them for here. I do that. We need to get things for us. I do that. And I do use them for that. That card, I had used it for $2,300 to get that lift. But I had the money because of what Brother James and brothers had made. They had given me the monies, and I had the monies. And so when the card came, when it came time to pay the bill, I sent it right off then. Just take that money, put it in the bank, pay for it. That's how you do it, brothers and sisters. Yah doesn't want us to be bound by the spiritual whore. That's what she does. She uses us as property, so she puts us in bondage and says, you got to work for me. We're not working for Yah. Come on, Israel. We need to be so free, whether we have a nickel or dime, we're contented, we're satisfied because we have more. I know I have more than enough. I eat royal. I eat like a king. No, I'm not eating steaks and all that. I eat royal. I had a steak since the last time. As a matter of fact, you probably had one before since the last time I had one. I don't eat like that. I eat simple, but it's very wholesome. It's wonderful. I don't eat no different than you eat. Mama ain't cooking me no steaks or no nothing like that. The meals are the same. And I bring in as much offerings via the internet as any brother here. And that's the truth. Bless you, Brother Allen. Brother Jason. They keep things going so folks can hear. There are folks out there listening. How many folks we got on that, brother? There are folks that are listening. And they appreciate Pastor Roberts talking so simple and so right. 23 people. Come on, 24. We got that. Don't have too many more than that in here. You figure in each house is two or three people. Sure it is. And yet they will bless the works of Yah. And that's what Babel has done. It has taken from us, it has robbed, it has plundered. It is an embezzler. They embell, they steal, and they take from the people of Yah, and they abuse the confidence of those that they are taken from. Now that's what they do. Now I wanted to read that because I want to show us something in Scripture. I'm not going to finish it today, but I'm going to lay the foundation today, all right? I'm going to finish up on this on next Shabbat. It is still Babel, for all nations have drank from her wine of her wrath, and all the merchants of the earth, they have become rich. They have become rich. They're very rich, brothers and sisters. They're stealing from us. They're taking. Let me show you something. There are things that I want to show you this, what this government is doing. Listen to this. Now, this is the money that they're taking from us that pay taxes. We pay about 53 to 58% of our monies. It goes in taxes. You have to pay taxes on food, clothes, gas. You pay taxes on death. You understand? You got to pay taxes. So our average gross income, what we bring home, or our gross pay, we pay about between 53 and 58% in taxes. They take over half. That's not even a dog that does that.
They take over half of your money. That's what they do. You pay that much. And so these conglomerates of these emperors of the world, I want to show you. Now this money, what they're saying to us, that they have taken $700 billion. But actually it's going to be about $7 trillion. $7 trillion. And so that means that that little baby in her arms is going to have to work to have paid that debt. And they're saying that you're investing in that. No, it's for the rich, powerful men that they lose not one nickel. They don't lose a dime. I was telling the brothers last night, we were out there talking, Brother Jane, Brother Dale. I said, you know, it's amazing because what they will do, they will say this. If one thing about a credit card, you've paid it off. If you're paying on $1,000 debt within the first year, just a nickel diming, you've paid the monies and they'll make money off of you. I said, what they do after a year, they will bundle all that together and they'll sell it to another business. And they may sell it. They may sell $100 million worth of finance for $50 million, so they get the $50 million. And so that business say, if I get $75 million, I made a fair percentage of my money. Well, they collect so much, they put it off to collection agencies. And what they do, they will ride you to death. I told the brothers, I had one to call me one. They say, boy, I come out there and I whip you up. I say, mister, I paid the folks. I say, look, if you could look at the record, every time I order something in this place, I pay cash. I said, you come on out here then. He said, boy, I come out there and whoop you up. I whooped him. He said, I whoop you up, boy. I said, I tell you what, you won't get one nickel from me. And I meant that because I did not owe them a dime. It was somewhere in the accounting process. I believe what scripture says, if you owe a man, you pay him. I don't believe in robbing and stealing like the world. I don't believe in the spirit of Babel. If you owe them $500, you pay them the $500. That's what you do. And if I owe them that, it was like $60, I would have paid them. I said, no, sir. He said, I'll come and whip you up. Well, what they do, they will take that, they will sell that to, say, Effless Finance Corporation for $100 million. He makes $60, $65 million. He sells it to Rainier's Finance Corporation. He'll say, look here, I'll sell you this for $60 million. Well, she look at that, that's $80 million worth of debt. She makes her $8, $10 million. She sells it again. That's how they do it. Life of a credit card, if you owe $2,000, if you nickel down that out and the life of that, you will pay about $35,000, $4,000. That's what you will pay on that. So they don't want you to pay out, they want you to nickel, or they want you to send minimum. As a matter of fact, Congress just passed a law last year that they had to increase the minimum because they were really dogging the people. I'm talking about people that have been excellent in their payment, they still charge them 23%. I called the other day, one credit card says, I said, how much is the interest on this? They said to me, it's 16%, but I tell you what, we'll drop it down to 9% for you. I said, no, you ain't going to do that for me. Because we're not going to let you rob me like this. Because if they rob me, they're robbing this place. You understand? I'm not going to let them do that, brothers and sisters. 20, come on, a customer like that? I said, no, we'll just take care of that. We just pay that one off. And so it won't be that at all. Period. I would be wrong to put us, this community, under grave debt if I die today. You will have two bills coming, send them back, say, dead. That's it. Period. Period. You owe nobody nothing. Nothing. Just pay the taxes on the land and live and do right. But I want to show you the thievery of these wicked dogs. It says here that, it says the ordinary people have been crushed by the deepened housing crisis. And this is from the Center of American Progress. It's a news organization. Listen now. Mazzillo, this is this man. The country lost $704 million in 2007. That's what he lost. That. They laid off 11,000 people. They laid off that many people. His severance pay, they gave him $37.5 million cash, consulting fees. That's what he gets now. That this is the money that they have already gotten from the federal government. Your money. The government money of the people. He gets a $23.8 million retirement package. All of us together, 10 times over retirement package wouldn't be that. This one man gets that.
He gets that. Now, the chairman of Merrill Lynch, he walked away. He walked away when Merrill Lynch, he walked away with $161 million. He walked away with $161 million. And the government gave Merrill Lynch $7.8 billion. That's what they gave him. Citigroup for chairman, Charles Price, he gets $40 billion. He walks away with $10 million just in one quarter. That's what he made, this man alone. Now that's the kind of thievery that is perpetrated, and that's how they rob from the people. Oh, I got much here. I'll get into the depths there. But that's how they are stealing. That's what these thieves are doing. They're robbing. That's the spirit of Babel. It robs. And it constantly robs us. We allow our minds, because it's so steeped in the traditions of Babel, it robs us of our identity, robs us of the measure of what Yah has called us to measure up to. That's what they do. They're thieves and they're liars. They're murderers. And yet these men are walking away with this kind of money. They're walking away, some walking away with $200-300 million. Because they're the merchants. They are of the system. And they have no conscience as to what they do. The scripture says, if a man steals because he's hungry, if his soul is famished, his nephesh. It says, do not destroy or do not even be brutal to the man. You don't do that. But if he's caught, you make the man pay. He must pay. But these are thieves with no conscience, Israel. That's why we can operate in a certain spirit without being conscious of what we do. We don't care what falls on our brothers or our sisters. We don't care what kind of pressure. We don't care about that because we are not conscientious. We are not conscious. We have no sense. We have no sense of being with no one. If you love your brother like you love yourself, you love them. I go back. When I get out there with the brothers, it's been more, believe me or not, I got a wife that needs to be warm. But I think about sisterhood. I think about this. I think about, they can't go over there and do that. You understand? I think about the brothers. I know they got families, and I don't want them over there every week splitting wood. But when we split wood, I want every brother to be over there doing his job. I want every brother to lay it out. We got youngins here that need to stay warm, and we have to use the wood for the shower houses, and to have hot water for your homes to bathe. Come on, Israel. What if I just send the brothers over there and they just do it without me being a participant in that? And what if the brothers, every time you turn around, well, I don't feel, come on, brother, get up! You got to do it in the world, whether you believe that or not. There are men and women out there, they go to work sick. You never go in to work sick, huh? They go to work sick. Can't even hardly make it, but they know they got to hit it. We got to do the same thing, Israel. We have learned the way of Babel. You go to jobs. I watch a powerful corporation, IBM. I watch it at this zenith, $10 billion surplus, down to where the corporation was broke. 6,500 people in Charlotte, every last one of them lost their job. Because of the shiftless, charlatan nature of the people, lazy, not willing to exert themselves. That's what it was. Taking advantage of everything. Not I. I didn't do things that way. I gave them an honest day labor. You understand? If I worked 20, 30 minutes over, I wouldn't charge them. Say, man, you can't do that. You get us in trouble. I said, well, then get in trouble then. I don't want the money. Come on. That was a good penny back then. That was more than half an hour back then. Back in those days, that was $20 an hour. Half an hour. That was extreme money. Come on, bro, Josh. I say, man, sometime I come back from lunch, I take 10 minutes. The important thing is to make sure that the job is done right. You can't do that. I watch managers on my check. They put hours on. Come on, man. $300 or $400 extra. Come on. Yah will make provisions for us. We do right, Yisrael. It will create in us something that is so helpful and beneficial that we'll become healthy even in our minds and our ruach. That's what it does. We got to come up. We got to begin to identify the filth that's in us. And it's not pleasing unto Yah. He's not pleased with Yisrael. I don't even want to go this way, but I have to go this way, brothers and sisters. You got to get the house clean before you can even realize what's in there. You got to get it. We got to have a nice fall cleaning. That's how we did it. Grandmother, you clean in the fall. Oh, you clean every day, but you had a fall cleaning and a spring cleaning where you open all the windows, you air out the house and you clean, you threw out stuff that you knew you were never going to use. That's what we did. And so that stuff in us, we need to get out. It has not benefited us one bit at all. It has not helped us at all. We have not progressed. We have not grown. We're just like we were 10 years ago. Come on. We got to elevate beyond that. The scripture says, many are the affliction. Look, many are the affliction of the Sadiq, are the righteous of Yah. All the righteous of Yah, they suffer affliction. But Yah delivers them out of them all. We walk in the way of Yah, we're going to have affliction. We're going to have battles. Our minds will battle against us, but Yah deliver us out of that. He wants us to come out of the mindset of Babel. He doesn't want us to think like that and act like that and treat one another like that and to entertain each other with the mindset of Babel. That's why some of the stuff we need to get out of our home, the trash. Playing these silly games on computers and stuff like that, stop it. Spend hours doing that, no time for Yah. Come on. We bust them all up. That's the truth. I mean that. Here's how we got time for everything like that with no time for Yah. You know something is wrong. You know it's wrong. Hallelujah. I'm not going to ask us who put in 2 or 3 hours in scripture this week because we all would be ashamed, wouldn't we? Huh? I can't say that about me now. I can't say that. And I'm not boasting in that. But I know you that you haven't. That's the truth. I can lay hands on the few. And that'll be just only a few. A few. They haven't spent any time in scripture. The rest of you haven't spent 1 hour. Not one time. It's amazing, Mother, the folks who spend, the folks who really get to Walmart, kill the man too. And we will not even kill ourselves. Kill for Walmart, we will not kill ourselves. Come on. And they can walk until their feet, not their feet, but their foot are hurting. Come on, Yisrael. Talk to me. They walk until they got bunions on their foot. Broke. $100, what are you going to buy? You understand? And they have not one 100 minutes for Yah. Not an hour. I will not do anything that it takes up my time whereby I do not give Yah that time to Him. Something is wrong. That's what Babel does. It causes us to be thieves. We don't realize that we're taken from Yah. We're robbing. We're taken. Our life is in His hand. And He is the one that put breath in us. We're not appreciative to the breath that Yah puts in us. Because what we would do, just like Shaul said, we would study the book to show ourselves approved. Yah says, I approve of that. We have no time for Him, Yisrael, because the spirit of thievery has taken us away from the true love and put it in a place of false love. And it's not even a love. It's a false thing. The hell and grave is never satisfied, is it? Neither is the heart of man. It will never be satisfied. The only thing to satisfy us is truth, Yisrael. And we must get a heart that is full of truth and a desire to please Yah. We must have correction. We cannot understand. You know, I can't even go into the depth. I'm really just baffled because I can't go into the depth of what we need to understand for this time because our minds are not just set in tune with Yah. That's just the truth, Israel. Our minds are not just ready. They're just not ready. And we need to be preparing for the battle. We need to set our mind for the battle that is ahead. We don't even do that. Because we have learned the way of Babel. We want to get rich. We want her riches. And it is the word of Yah that is full of the riches of Yah. That we can have the Oshia of Yah. We can have the abundance of His riches. We can have the Esha, the happiness of Yah. We only want to find it in the word of Yah. And when a man is happy, when he has the Oshia, his heart is filled with the blessings of Yah, then he's going to express that. You're going to express that. When there's something that you delight in, when there's a meal around here naturally that you like, come on, Brother Della, we tell you, say, man, I tell you, I ate on that for 2 or 3 days. It was, I tell you, Pastor Robert, that was wonderful. Don't you express that? We express that over natural things, don't we? And then when you come in there and see something you like, it almost changes your whole attitude. Man, this, This is my meal here. But yeah, when it comes to Yah, there's nothing that changes about us. Something is wrong, Israel. Has to be. Come on, he's just not real to us. We can say he is, but he is not real to us. He is not. He's just a false figment. He's just a process of thoughts that run through our mind, but there's a reality to him. Because if we did, we would trust in him. We would obey. We would obey his word. We would have a great love for what he speaks to us. We would desire. We would desire. We will pant after this living water like a beast that is going through a dry place. We don't love it. We don't love it. We don't train our minds to love it. We don't train our hearts to just be overwhelmed by what Yah has done and what he did. We don't do that because Babel has put in us a false spirit. It's false. We don't delight in the fellowship or the gathering of one another. There's nothing more precious than brothers dwelling together in the unity of Yeshua HaMashiach. Nothing more precious than that. Nothing. Nothing more precious than a virtuous daughter that looks well to the house of Yah. Babel has taught us to be lazy and to sit down. Do nothing. Don't want to do nothing. And that's the truth. That's not of Yah. It's not him. Hallelujah. I want to read a few scriptures before I close. The scripture says in Yeshayah. I'm sorry, Yeshkel, Ezekiel 18 to 12. Yah speaks as Ezekiel speaks. He speaks on the condition, because Yah has he has regulations, Israel. That's how he deals with his people, what he wants us to do, and how we should walk. And he says here unto Yeshkel, Ezekiel 18:12. He says, they has oppressed, they have treated the people violently, and that's what this nation is doing. It is treating the people violently. It's taken. What can you say to them? You're taking my money. My babies need milk. What are you going to say? They're still going to take your money. And they treat the people with violent contempt. They oppress them. They oppress the people violently. They treat them. Has oppressed the poor and the needy. And that's what this Babel has done. That's what the rich, powerful rulers are doing. They're walking away with golden parachute. And the poor and the needy cannot even feed their babies. They have no electricity to keep their youngest warm. They're bound in the captivity of Babel. And they have oppressed the poor and the needy. They have plundered by violence. They've robbed their homes. Ezekiel 18:12. They've robbed them. They've taken the strength of the daughters. She can hardly work. The man is so oppressed. His mind is violent. When his wife speaks to him, he responds violently. He cannot respond with the Ruach of Shalom. Because he is so oppressed. He is so violently entreated. He can't find work because the system of Babel, it says, I use you. When I'm finished with you, you're done. I will bring in those that will work for less than you, and you will not have, and I will compete or cause you to compete with them, and create this violent attitude toward them. We don't look at the rich and the powerful, these dogs, and say if there's a minimum limit, there ought to be a maximum limit. These dogs walk away $200-300 million. That fat pig for Exxon, he walked away with $400 million. Did he care about robbing the little mother that was poor and needy? Trying to drive for a little car that's breaking down. No money for gas. Can only put $2 in there. Enough maybe to get it to work. And Yah's will, she can borrow $5 to get back home. So they oppress the poor and the needy violently. You tell me that the poor and those that are needy are not oppressed violently. They oppress them in communities whereby they can only afford to live there. And they put them in environments and conditions where they cannot get out.
They cause certain kinds of foods to come into their neighborhoods to feed their bodies with death and poison and sickness, whereby they can increase their wealth. Because they own the pharmaceuticals, they own the hospitals. They're nothing but large conglomerates now. That's all the hospitals are. There's no concern for the people. They're concerned for the bottom line, whether it's black or red. So they oppress the people violently. They oppress their minds. They oppress their will. They worry about taking the baby. How am I going to pay that? They press them. They press them for the bills. You must pay. And they press and they press and they press. Mother breaks down with nervous condition. The daddy, he is so pressed that he walks out of the house and leaves his baby and his wives. Why? Because they're in such need that he cannot even deal with the circumstances. That's not Yah. Spirit of a Babel. That's why she's going to be judged. And no one's going to weep for this whore. In fact, y'all see, rejoice over this dog. They have not restored the pledge. And they have lifted up the eyes to the idols. And they have committed abomination. Is that what this nation is doing? Lifting up their eyes to the idols. They will lift them up today in the ball games. And the arenas of death and the arenas of worship. They don't care about those young boys out there being oppressed violently, having brain damage to their brains, hitting each other on a football field. They don't care about that. And those that are powerful and rich, like this conglomerate, the NAACP, they make billions of dollars and pay those in positions hundreds of millions of dollars. And yet they put these boys out there and they cause them to intrigue each other violently to make millions and millions of dollars for these whorehouses we call educational institutions. And they oppress them violently. That's what they do. The same thing in society, that we are being oppressed violently, brothers and sisters. They don't care about the needy. They don't care about the poor. And that's the way our minds are today. We don't care about those that are in need. If our brothers and sisters are in need, we don't care about that. We're concerned about our own lust. That's why if you had $100 million, you would be broke. You would spend it on such lustful things, and you still would not be satisfied. And that's the truth. And that's what this Babel, the spirit of Babel, we can see represented among even the Hebrew Israelites, that they were oppressing those that had power were oppressing those. They did not care about the poor or the need of the poor, but they oppressed them much and violently. He says, what you have done, Mr. Rich Man. Now, this is important. He said, you have given forth upon usury, or you have lent on interest. Is that not the spirit of Babel? And that's what he said. You have given forth upon usury, or you have lent with interest and has taken increase. And you have taken the interest off the money. The man that is struggling in these neighborhoods and these wicked dogs come in. And these little puppets that set these up, they're run by the conglomerates, the Bank of America's, the CEO, Citigroup's and all. They just got these little front men like the drug dealers on the streets. They are the punks that the powerful rich men are raping the communities and oppressing them with violence. They're selling the drugs. And so you lend them money for your interest. You go to a shattered community. And you say you can borrow it $300, bring me the title of your car, but you got to bring me $450 back. That is not even mafia tactics. And this is all legal, Israel. Why? Because the dogs like Obama and like Clinton and like McCain and like Bush, they're dogs. They're birthed out of the chamber of hell. They strengthen these laws that these wicked men, these ganabs, steal, they rob, they murder the families, they kill your sons and your daughters on crack. They're out there prostituting and selling themselves. They don't even know what feelings are. They have no emotional, any kind of emotional sensitivity. And so they rob them, they oppress them. They lend with interest. That's wicked. You don't lend with interest. You don't lend to the poor. Even the Muslim countries will not do that. And they talk about the wicked Muslims. That's what's happening in Mumbai. They're wicked men. And it's nothing but lustful wickedness of idolatry of Babel that permeates that city. All the cities of the world. That's what they do.
They oppress the poor. You have gained by charging interest, usury. And then he says to them, listen to this. Shall you then live? He said, you think you're going to live? You think America's going to live? She's a country based upon interest. Everything they charge you interest. Everything. A check bounce, they charge you interest. Look, poor mama not trying to beat anyone. She's trying to get food for young'uns. She feel like she'll have money tomorrow, so she write the check. And before she can get home, the check has already bounced because of the electronic greed. That's how they do it now. When I go to Walmart, we write a check. They don't ask for nothing. Immediately the money, zip. It's not 10 minutes, right then. They say, just sign this. You take the check. We don't need the paper because we got to mail it to your bank. You just take it. Right then. So you cannot even go there and write a check unless the money is there. Because immediately, electronically, it's taken out of the account. Zip. Right then. So the mama tries to help her ailing youngers. The baby's sick. She's miserable. Hardship. She's oppressed. Rent, the landlord oppressing her. And she writes a little check for $40 to try to get enough food, knowing she'll have the money in the bank tomorrow. And when she gets to the bank, the check is bounced. So they charge her usury. And so the place that the check bounced, they charge her money. She had just enough to pay for that. And now she's in a tremendous position. How does she get out of that? And we don't think like that because when the people become so selfish and greedy, we don't have a conscience. Our conscience has been so seared, we're not appreciative of Yah. Our hearts don't rejoice in the blessings of Yah. We're not glad for what He does for us. Because our conscience is so seared, it's been seared with the heart, and so we have no conscience. We have no objectivity of those that are in greater afflictions than we. I don't care whether they're saved or unsaved. Makes no difference at all. So we're not even conscious of that. We have no thought or no concept of that at all. We think only of ourselves. And we really don't love ourselves because if we loved ourselves, we will love our neighbors as we do ourselves. So this is what they've done. This is key here. They have charged interest. It's wicked. It's against Yah. It is against Yah. You loan a brother money? Here, pay me back what I owe you. $20, give him 20 back. If he said, I'll give you 20, no, I don't want that. Just give me what you owe me. I don't care if it's a stranger on the street. That's how you do it. I don't care. You don't loan and say, give me 50, I'll give you 50, give me 60 back. Give me back that. And if he doesn't give it back, so be it. He says, you have done violently to the poor. You have given, you have loaned money for usury. And you have taken the increase. Yah says, he shall not live. You're not going to live. Shall he live? You shall not live. He shall not live. Why? Because you have done these abominations. This is abominable unto Yah. To charge usury on the money is a vile thing. Just like a woman wearing pants like a man. Man dressing like a woman. Man sleeping with a dog or woman sleeping with a cat. It's an abomination. He said, there's these that do that. It is an abomination. He said, he shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. So this nation is going to die and the blood is upon this nation. That's why Yah warned us to come out of her. She has loaned to the poor. Come on, these poor folks couldn't even afford the house. And these predators have given them monies with interest rates so it was beyond their ability to pay. Come on. They knew what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing. And Yah says you're going to die. And so this Bavel system, it is dying. Because it's based upon usury. It is based upon interest. At any time a government or a people base their wealth upon interest, you're going to have to oppress a people in order to gain what you... Because there's so much money, that's just so much money. And the wicked, they want all the money. They don't want to leave one nickel, one dime. One nickel, brothers and sisters. As soon as you get a dollar, it's gone, isn't it? You spend it. Because that's what Babel has done. Her images, her gods have created the power or the alluring unto us. Every nickel we get, we spend it. I say to us, don't spend it. Just hold on to what? It ain't worth anything. You just don't. What you buy ain't worth nothing either. It's not worth anything. We buy a new suit of clothes today and you won't even wear it after one or two times. You don't even know what you did with it. It is the truth. So don't spend it. Do what? Well, just hold it. That's all you do. For what? Just hold it. We're not in need of anything. Nothing. Nothing. You're not in need of nothing at all. You're not. It's just that we can't be satisfied. That's why Yah's going to take everything. He's going to rip this hoe down. She's not going to live. She's going to die. And that's the truth. I want to read one last verse. And I'm going to finish this on next week. Hallelujah. It says here in Yochanan, John 8:43. And this is a generation that has been birthed by the powers of Shaitan. And you will know them because this is this generation. These are the ones that control the mercantile, the finance of the world. It says here in Yochanan, John 8:43, Yeshua said, why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. He says, you are of your father, your avat, Shaitan. You are one that despise, you resist. He said, and the lust of your father will you do. Listen now, he was a murderer. He was a roshach. He was a murderer from the beginning. And he did not abide in the Torah. He did not live. His mind was not prepared or shapen by the Torah. Now, Yisrael, if our minds are not prepared by the Torah, we will murder just like Shaitan. That is the first thing to come out of our mouths many times. It is the spirit of murdering. The spirit of onslaught against one another. Because there is no truth in him, when he speaks a lie, he speaks of it his own, and he is a liar, for he is the father of all lies. That's what he is. He cannot abide in the Torah. He was a murderer. He was a rasak. And a rasak is, it is to bruise, it is to crush, it is to kill, and it is to destroy. The masses of this population is being bruised today. Men are coming home, their jobs are lost, but yet the powerful elite and the rich, their substantial lifestyles have not been abated one bit at all. They have more. They have more than what one's mind can imagine. And they will bruise the people because they're murderers. And in the midst of Babel, that is the strength of her power. It is to murder, it is to kill. It bruises the family. It destroys the strength of a man that he can come home and know that he knows that he's taken care of his house. He knows that. Well, we're not taking care of our house here. Well, you tell me Deacon Mitty doesn't take care of his house. He brings in as much finance as you bring in. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You tell me Brother Yosef is not taking care of his house. His finance is more valuable than yours. And that's the truth. That is the truth. Well, I give. Your little giving doesn't take care of this house, my brother, sister. If it were just for your giving, then we would be in the poorhouse. Hallelujah. It's not just your giving. It is what Yah gives. He takes a little and does much with it. Tell me how the place has gone down since much finance has been taken. Not one iota. As a matter of fact, we have progressed. As far as order, we own more. We possess more in that case. Come on, Israel. It wasn't 200 here, but it was the one here, the 50 here, the 10, the 20. It was all of that. Hallelujah. So it is the spirit of Shaitan that operates in the midst of Babel. And it murders, it bruises the people. You go out here in the world, you just feel bruised just going out there. They bruise you. They bruise you in the market. You go and buy grocery, they bruise you royally. Because that's the way it's set up. We as Israel, we got to come out of this. I'm telling us, That's why you that are listening, you that are here, you ought to delight to just in a little raised bed to go over there and pour the weeds and want to do that. You don't want to do that. And we do that. You don't have to, I'll tell you what your waistline and all that. You don't have to worry about doing no crunches. You don't have to worry about that. There's one thing about the Amish women. They eat the same menu they've eaten all their life. Potatoes and starchy and heavy. But they do a lot of work every day. And it's almost genetically passed on. The children do not get obese and no fat. We are a generation that used in this country doing nothing. And we like doing nothing. Hallelujah. We like stealing from Yah. That's what we do. We like to steal. And we steal from each other. May Yah help us all. I'm going to stop there. May He strengthen us. May He bless you all that are listening on the live stream, wherever you're listening from. We need to begin to rejoice in Yahshua and begin to take light, delight in the knowledge of Almighty Yah in Yahshua. We do. Yisrael. And when Yah sends one to correct you, then receive it. You will know how wise you are when someone corrects you. Because there's one thing in a wise man always, that they're always here. A fool always react. When you go to someone and they got a reaction, you know you're dealing with a fool. You understand? You know you're dealing with a fool. You're dealing with a flat out fool. Someone that is wise, they will say, Torah, to the pure, all things are pure. I don't care what it is, they steal. It's pure. They receive that. Any kind of correction, even when they are right, they still receive it. A fool is going to express their will. They're going to express what they think. They're going to express their thoughts. That's what they're going to do. Yah corrects us all the time. And even in that correction, He shows us what's in us, and we need that. We got to come out of this kind of mindset that we have walked in. We got to separate ourselves from this religious whore that has shaped us and made us and created this kind of thought process in us. We must come out of that, Yisrael. That's the only way we're going to be free. Fathers, Avat, Imam, you raise your children in the fear of Yah. Well, you have to tan that butt, you tan it. Teach them not to be disrespectful, dishonorable. I hate that in children. I hate to see parents that you hear, and I'm telling you, you say to your child, I've seen it, and they still disregard that. You take a switch to their little tender ass, and I say it that way. It's wrong. I don't want to see old Sarah get the whipping, but her mama, she straightened out, didn't she? I'm telling you that. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you may think that it's cruel, but it's not. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, and the rod of correction drives it out. And Scripture said, don't spare them for crying. For in doing that, you save their souls from hell. Now, that's what Yah says. It's either it is the truth or it is a flat-out lie. My grandmother, my mother tanned my backside. I didn't talk to my mother like my other one siblings that she didn't whip. And I look at them creatures today, they don't even look like humans. I don't look like that. I don't care what it was. I don't look like them people. I don't look like them. I don't look like them. My features are not like theirs. Oh, you think you're fine? No, I'm not fine. But I don't look like that. I don't look like that. I don't have this kind of distorted feature. I don't look like that. Because I didn't talk to her that way. And so children, you tan their butts. That's what Yah does. He pulled it down and give us a nice one. That ain't even love, mothers. I'm telling you that. That's not even love when you just let them. You take a switch and whip their little ass. That's not love. When you don't, you're not showing them love. You do. You're showing them love. Come on. That didn't kill that little child. It didn't bruise her either. She's going to get up and she's going to be just as happy as she was. She's still. If someone else gets here, I want mama. Mama. She didn't hate her mama because of that. Come on. It's a process of training their minds for the disciplines. And you have to do that. And you've lost that. Parents have lost that. Because we're so lazy. Parents are so lazy. You got time for everything but that. Come on. Tell that little knucklehead to sit down. He sits down. I don't care who it is. Sit down, boy. Sit down. That's how it should be. Come on. When Yah commands us to do a thing, we do it. That's what He wants, Yisrael. Ain't not one of them that precious, they little hips. Not one of them. You may think they are, but they're not. They're all the same. And they all will act like fruitcakes. Every last one of them. And don't let them perish. I'm telling you. When you tell them to do something, no, mama, no, no, no. You stop it then. It's right to do that. It's wrong to let them get by with that. You're going to create a mess. I'm telling you, you don't have to buy it, but it's the truth. It's the truth. And those bad, and they'll just go tap, tap. Let me say this before I close. I remember, I'll tell you all this. We had a sister in the seminary. Her name was Sister Cup. And she had a little young, and she just held that little baby. And that little young, and every time when the younger just wanted the mama to get up and take out, she just start crying. Ah, 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 ah. Sister Cup gets up. As soon as she gets up, she stops crying, takes out. Come back. She comes back in about 5 minutes. And this went on, service after service. And as soon as she gets up, the baby stopped crying. It was nothing, but the baby knew what she was doing. Cutting up. And I remember Brandon Hartford said, Sister Cup, sister, you go out there and get a switch. Get it. And Evander Hartford, when he said something, he meant what he said. He was no fly by night, he said, go get a switch. And every time she does that, you give her something, give her a reason for getting up. It didn't take two or three services that the young was broke. She never did it again. You never heard that. And I remember Evander Hartford saying, see, that's all she needed. She knew what she was doing. He said, the intelligent little thinking creatures, they know exactly what they're doing. You put something on her backside, she'll be all right. It didn't take since a couple, two or three services. That little young'un, every time she got up, she said, she knew it. Every time she got up, she would take out there, she would swatch the fire out of her. It wasn't long that the little gal, she wasn't crying like that. Come on. May Yah barak you all. Come on, Brother Pat. May Yah barak you all. May He strengthen you, Yisrael. Bless you all that are listening. Let us stand to our feet. Come on, you all. You all pray, y'all get me back on my groove so I can preach. I ain't preaching right. I don't feel it. As they say, hallelujah. But we do barak Him for all things. May He strengthen Yisrael. And that His house may be blessed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In all things we delight in Yahshua Almighty Yah. Bless your people. Keep us all this day. Give us strength, Yisrael, as we rejoice in Yahshua. Take us home safely. Protect us on the highways as we travel. We ask all things in Yahshua's excellent name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.